This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has strongly protested against references made to Home Minister Amit Shah by Canada's Deputy Minister David Morrison before the Standing Committee on Public Safety and National Security. The External Affairs Ministry summoned the representative of the Canadian High Commission yesterday and conveyed India's protests. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that a diplomatic note was handed over concerning the proceedings of the Standing Committee in Ottawa on 29th October. On cancellation of Diwali celebrations in Canada, the spokespersons termed it as unfortunate that the prevailing atmosphere in Canada has reached high levels of intolerance and extremism. Responding to a query on visas, Mr. Jaiswal said New Delhi is monitoring the well-being of students and temporary workers from India who are currently in Canada. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India is positioning itself as a global friend today. Addressing the gathering at a book launch event in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar underlined that New Delhi seeks to be friends with as many countries as possible. He highlighted that in India, there are cultural and historical factors at work, including the fact that the country is not a dogmatic civilization. On the subject of Quad, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that the US, Japan and Australia have benefited from Quad. Dr. Jaishankar mentioned that the sensitivity is like sovereignty and territorial integrity will always be factors in evaluating partners. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to visit Ranchi late this evening. Mr. Shah will review poll preparations with state BJP leaders. Jharkhand Assembly election in charge Shivraj Singh Chauhan said Mr. Shah will release the party's Sankalp Patra tomorrow. The Union Minister will also address three election rallies at Dalbhungar in Ghatshila, Barkatha in Hazaribagh and Simaria in Chatra tomorrow. The last date of withdrawing nominations for the Maharashtra Assembly elections is Monday. Both the major alliances in Maharashtra, the Mahayuti and the Mahavikas Aghadi, are grappling with rebel candidates. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today called upon Indian youth to indigenously develop high-end technologies that the country currently imports to realise the vision of Viksit Bharat. He was addressing the 65th Foundation Day celebrations at the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Kanpur, today. Defence Minister highlighted technology as the key driver of rapid changes across various fields, with countries vying to master niche domains like artificial intelligence for geopolitical advantage. Indian Railways is running special trains due to the ongoing festival season. Tomorrow, around 20 festival special trains will originate from Delhi NCR to various parts of the country. These include special trains to Darbhanga, Ranchi, Patna, Katra, Muzaffarpur, Balia, Kamakhya and Azamgarh. The government has initiated an inquiry into the deaths of elephants in the Bandhavgarh Tiger Reserve of Madhya Pradesh. The Wildlife Crime Control Bureau of the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change has constituted a team to investigate the deaths of 10 elephants in the reserve. This team is conducting an independent inquiry into the matter. The Madhya Pradesh government has also constituted a 5-member state-level committee to investigate and submit a report. In two separate encounters in the Kashmir Valley today, three terrorists have been neutralized by a joint team of security forces following cordon and search operations based on specific intelligence regarding their presence in the respective areas. The operations later turned into gun battles that resulted in the elimination of the three terrorists. In the United States, campaigning for the presidential election has reached a feverish pitch as only 3 days remain until Americans decide their next president. Republican nominee Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Kamala Harris held numerous rallies today in the key swing states of North Carolina and Virginia. In cricket, India gained an edge over New Zealand as Indian bowlers restricted the Kiwis to 171 for 9 in their second innings at stumps on day 2 of the third test match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.